Dressed in our work clothes, we walked into the gym 15 minutes before closing time. Not willing to question me, the girls at the front desk said nothing and added him as my guest. Walking towards the restroom, he spoke to me in a quiet but direct voice. He told me to go into the ladies' room, change into my workout clothes, and then hide while the manager locked up CAC for the night. I had no idea where he went or what he had in mind, but he knew I was game. So, I followed his directions. After changing into my black leotard that fit snug around my waist and accentuated my breasts and my butt, I walked into one of the bathroom stalls and stepped onto the toilet seat to wait. I figured it had worked in the movies. Minutes later, someone did enter the restroom and then quickly exited. Assuming they were checking that it was empty, I stood like a statue as my heart beat loudly in my ears. This stealth behavior did not come naturally to me. Then the music stopped and the lights went dim. Still standing high on the seat, my breath was shallow as my mind whirled with anticipation, wondering what juicy gym fantasy we were going to act out in my empty gym. A few minutes later, still standing straddled, I heard another set of heavier, more deliberate footsteps entering the restroom. I thought it was him, but stayed still in case I was wrong. He walked right into my chosen stall and found me grinning quietly with legs spread over a clean bowl. Dressed in gym shorts and a tee, carrying a zippered bag, he stood tall with his sexiest smile on his face. My pussy twitched just having him that close. Even though we were now eye to eye, his dominance oozed from every pore. As if he knew, he reached out and gently touched the bump between my legs. My vibrating privates accelerated with his direct gaze. I was on fire. Realizing what we were about to engage in, eyes still locked, he helped me down off the seat. CAC was my gym, always cluttered with hot, sexy, sweaty bodies and loud music videos. So walking out of the restroom into the silent gym floor threw me for a moment. It was now empty and still. The difference was intriguing. I was all a twitter. After acclimating to the silence, I came to realize that I often preferred quiet, especially when I was getting my sexy on during arousing adventures like this one. Experiencing the unexpected nuances that occur during new, provocative situations is always best. The lack of sound makes that even more possible. Outside noises can sometimes interfere with the lovely personal sounds that are created through intimacy. Silence without inhibition can allow the playful teasing to grow and excite all involved. Delicious! The only glow allowing a sight came from the twinkling string of lights hanging from the window. He guided me up the stairs to where the new shiny equipment was blinking in reflection. My perpetual state of twitchiness, as I had come to call it, had already kicked in. Together, we ascended to what would become our personal dungeon heaven. My fantasies of being raptured both gently and roughly on different pieces of equipment had been developing with every one of my workouts over the past 6 months. Having my drenched, sweaty leotards peeled from my body as I was bent over, laid flat, spread open, and tied while hanging, added a ton of juiciness between my legs. I did wonder if other weightlifting enthusiasts ever noticed the wet spots between my legs. Feeling my muscles move and harden as I lifted weights made my body feel healthy and my sexuality most alive. Lately, I found myself walking on my toes, more erect with my lower back arched and my bosom out. This was how my gym fantasy evolved. I'd mentioned to him how working out among the hot, fit men and women at CAC made my mind wander in sexy realms, especially when I stood watching myself and the strangers around me lift in the mirror, or while sitting on some of the machines shifting my bottom properly for accurate positioning, sometimes getting it in the exact position gladly took longer than it should, making me crazy turned on, almost enough to send me back to the bathroom stall to rub myself to climax. When we reached the top of the stairway, we both smiled while looking at the silver metal and leather apparatus as though in a candy store. So many possibilities. Then, with familiarity, as though it was his own personal gym, he took my hand and guided me over to the slanted bench where I was used to doing my sit-ups, proceeding to position me on it with my knees hooked between the rollers. He laid me back onto the downward slanting bench. Before the blood could pool in my head, he straddled the bench with my body on it and leaned forward till his eyes were directly facing the covered, twitchy bump between my legs. I watched him hungrily look at my body. Then his hands grabbed and held my thighs open, so I had no choice but to take whatever he was going to give. Lowering his mouth onto my thinly covered crotch, he blew a warm, slow, steamy breath. It made the blood in my body forget to flow downwards. My eyes shut, my body went limp, and my hands fell towards the floor. His mouth stayed locked on me like a suction cup, slowly inhaling and exhaling. Intentionally, he was sending hot moisture through my leotards, between my lips, and up my crack. Everything was hot and getting wetter with each breath. As my mind visualized a close-up of exactly what he was doing to my body, I felt like we were being watched. Opening my eyes for a moment, I saw no one except the equipment. It was like the machines were alive and observing our private play. We had an audience. He didn't notice because he was concentrating. His mouth was strong and his tongue was probing through the material in its way. My excitement was building with every breath. Eventually, my bump turned camel toe. Only our metallic audience could witness my back beginning to arch. My privates wanting more, they watched as I began pressing against his relentless mouth. Realizing I needed to breathe, I took a deep inhale and could smell his clean skin in my nostrils. So beguiled by his scent, I opened my eyes, this time to find the trunk of his body in my face. From mindless to revved up, all of a sudden my wilted arms awoke. Impulsively, my hands reached around his back, grabbing for his ass. Our Herculean observers silently applauded my move. Surprised, his butt tensed for a moment and then relaxed. My fingers groped his bottom, seeking handles. It was defined and tight. He continued blowing as my fingers dug into him in reaction to his persistence. What had started as a mere warm spot on my pussy was turning into an overwhelming hot zone. Pulling him closer to my face, he continued stoking the lower half of my body. I could feel their eyes were still and glued on us both. Then I got curious and moved my hands back around and inside his loose shorts. It gave me direct access to his already erect, smooth penis. My mouth began watering, just feeling it in my hands. I wanted to put it in my mouth to reciprocate this literally breathtaking moment. He realized my intent, paused, and looked down at me. Our eyes softened as they met. Then I pulled his shorts down enough to stare directly at his cock. I am sure our stainless witnesses were also reflecting on his manliness. It was impressive. Just as expected, it was thick and vital up close. Holding him with both hands, it was obvious that he was aroused by our mutual oral business. It just made me want him more. Blissfully, I licked his entire stiffened shaft before nibbling his balls below. His movement slowed, but he never quit mouthing me. My squishy, drenched pussy was locked in and pulsating. With care, I slowly sucked him with equal passion. He tasted fresh, and I could feel his power in my mouth. Then I began teasing his tip with my tongue while stroking him softly. All of my attention left my own hot spot as I focused on his. Salivating, I sucked, squeezed, and strongly held his manhood in my mouth. He subtly jerked in reaction to my invasion. I looked around and could see the metal apparatus mirroring our pleasure. Together, our sloppy noises connected us like a conduit. My suck affected his tongue probing, which directly vibrated my clit hidden between my now swollen lips. His cock got even harder. I could taste his salty liquid begin to escape. Our games had started with both of us fully engaged in the win. Perhaps he was getting too excited because he suddenly unlatched himself from my bump and pulled his cock out of my mouth. Immediately, my mind flipped back to what was now a drenched hot mess between my legs. He carefully helped me sit up from my reclined bench, light-headed from the blood leaving both my head and my privates. I leaned onto his taut belly as he stood in front of me. My entire crotch was soaking and my libido still vibrating from the aftermath of our joined oral experience. Rested, I looked up into his eyes with a semi-satisfied grin. He winked as he directed me to stand.